Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I need to share with you something that happened at our 5 o'clock service last night that has never happened before. A first time. Never happened before. People were coming into worship and asking me, please, ask us what is on our sign. So what's on our sign? Go! Lifting up verse 19 of our text, go therefore into all the world to teach and baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Can you imagine being told that you're going to be a parent for the first time and keeping it a secret? Of course not. Can you imagine students receiving A's on the report card or a scholarship? Would they keep that to themselves? I don't think so. Getting a promotion at a job? Getting a really good deal on that new car? Getting engaged? Finding something of value? Are we not ready to share such good news? So why are we so reluctant to share great news of God's love? The only answer that seems to come to mind is that Satan is well and alive and has greater influence on believers than what we want to admit. The gospel today is called the Great Commission. The go in verse 19 sounds like a special sending by Jesus, and it is. Jesus doesn't just choose a few among the faithful. And notice it said some doubted. He sent them all out. We are all disciples. We are all to make disciples of others. Maybe a better translation to verse 19, rather than go, maybe you should read, as you are going. Meaning every one of us is sent into daily life routine. We are to become a disciple magnet. Let your work be a disciple-making enterprise. Let your shopping be a disciple-making outing. Let your studies be a disciple-making exercise. Whatever you do, let your going be the vehicle to bring others into an understanding of who Jesus is. And don't let into all nations, don't let that throw you off. Because that includes not only the people and places of other lands, but also your next door neighbor, across the road, around the block. This passage is called the Great Commission, not because it holds some great, grand idea, and not because it has the world as its aim. It's called the Great Commission because it does not leave any of Jesus' followers on the sidelines. You and I are commissioned, called to participate in the task of making disciples for the glory of God. What better gift to give a person than the good news that God loves them and wants an eternal relationship with them? Before we can do such a task, we need to understand that sometimes there's some obstacles that stand in our way from sharing that good news, and we need to do something about overcoming them. First of all, we must believe with our whole being that God is everything, everything he claims to be. That's why the text was selected for Holy Trinity Sunday. God is creator. Not only did he create, but he continues to create. And we see his hand at work in everything and everyone around us. Just as he makes everything in the world unique and wonderful, he makes every person unique and wonderful. And daily, he gives us the very breath that we breathe. Paul, in describing to the Greeks this God whose creator, uses this beautiful sentence, in him we live and move and have our being. What good news for the person who wonders, why am I here? Does my life count for anything? Am I accountable to anyone? God is our Savior, and He did the unthinkable. He gave His life so that we might be forgiven and have eternal life. And this is good news for those who are asking, can I turn my life around even though I've done some pretty awful things? Does anyone really love me? Is there life after this? God, the Holy Spirit, comes to us, in us, and through us. And this is good news for those who ask, how can I find faith? How can I know what God expects of me? Does God know that I'm lonely? Is there anything I can do that can make a lasting difference in the world around me and the people I encounter? Do people really ask those questions? Are people eager to find answers to the questions that life throws at them? Yes, indeed, yes. And there are many who long to know answers to their haunting questions. Many need to know the Lord that we worship. Steve Green, a Christian songwriter, some time back wrote a song that addresses this verse 19 in our text called The Mission. And the words go, to love the Lord our God is the heartbeat of our mission. From that love springs from which all service overflows. Across the street or around the world, the mission is still the same. It hasn't ever changed since Jesus sent out the first to proclaim the truth in Jesus' name. There is only life in Jesus Christ. And He not only offers that life now, that quality of life, but it's for eternity. What we have is good news. And coming from the heart, God's love will be received. Amen.